The second year of the park school testing has come and gone in New Jersey. Now, while a majority of the states who included park in their testing requirements have dropped in New Jersey, at least for the time being, appears to be increasingly committed to it over the objections of some, which includes the organization my next guest heads. Here to discuss what the objections to park are and whether year two has brought about any resolutions versus year one is the president of the New Jersey Education Association, Wendell Steinhauer. Good morning, Mr. Steinhauer.
Morning, Chris. How are you today? Call me Wendell.
All right. Thank you. And it's NJEA.org. You'll learn more about this and the other issues of education and the various elements of the process that the NJEA looks into and voices their opinions and views on. So when it comes to park, Wendell, as far as year two, coming out of year one, what were some of the questions, concerns on the part of your organization, and were any of them eased in any way, shape, or form?
Well, some of the major concerns were that, first of all, it's one of the biggest disruptions to education we've ever seen. Not so much because it's a standardized test. We've all taken standardized tests. We've gone through standardized tests before. But you probably remember doing that with a pencil and paper.
Right.
Your pencil never crashed.
Might have broken because you were all stressed out and snapped in two.
But it was simple. And by the way, you probably use that same pencil the rest of the day for your other classes and your normal work that you did, and you still use paper. The big difference here is that kids are, you know, if kids every minute of the day were on computers and that's how they were learning and growing and so on, that'd be great. They're a supplement, but they aren't the real thing. So the disruption and having to learn how to take the test, you know, no kid had to learn how to use a pencil to take that test.
I do recall last year, too, that a lot of the schools, especially in the more rural areas, they didn't have the computer capabilities, so that the testing was almost done like they do at factories, first, second, third shifts. I mean, they didn't have kids go in at midnight to do testing, but it seemed like short of this past Wednesday when there was a total system outage that all the schools could get the testing done in a lot more timely fashion versus last year. Is that at least a step in the right direction?
It is, and, you know, the rural schools are always going to have that trouble because, you know, of the funding and so on like that. But I don't think there's any school that has enough computers or Chromebooks or tablets to take care of the whole population at once. But you asked for improvements for last year. I do think that school districts have been able to provide more equipment for the kids to take the tests on. The problem is the cost of that equipment comes at a cost of to the school district for personnel.
And we are talking with Wendell Steinhauer, who is the president of the NJEA, the New Jersey Education Association. On the web, it's njea.org. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. A couple of the other changes, too, versus last year, again, one testing window, shorter testing time, fewer test sessions. And this is something, too, Wendell, that parents and probably the school administrators were concerned with, too. The testing and the results were a seven-month delay last year, and at least the promise this year is that they'll have the results in time to institute whatever the results call for to be done at the start of a school year instead of halfway through the school year. Again, is that all be gradual, another step in the right direction?
Well, it's all, you know, it's all great promises, but they're mostly broken promises. The facts are that if you want to do good testing and have the results to be used, they have to be in real time and get it to you right now. I don't think anybody has gotten the results back in the same year that they've given the test to the kids. And so you just pass it on. And, you know, teachers make their own tests or they give them in classes. They grade them in a couple of days. They have the results back and they can make modifications on kids.
Now, as far
what these standardized tests are a snapshot in time, and they're being used, and that's what they should be used for. But to use them for any other purpose as to, you know, how testing is going to be or how learning is going to be affected in that particular year is really not being used to the correct standard.
And like I mentioned in the introduction, too, where other states are not just easing off but completely eliminating PARC, New Jersey is making their commitment stronger. Now, it's not a mandate for graduation now, but at least the policy on the books is that a student now in the seventh grade is going to have to pass the parks in order to graduate.
Exactly. 2021, the class of 2021, your current seventh graders, will have to pass the park to graduate. And again, you've had, you know, this is a test. It's testing two grade levels, one to two grade levels above the grade level they're testing. It's ridiculous. So we're moving through again. But politics change, you know?
At what point does testing play a proper role? Is this a case where we have the federal mandates and either the state desires or the state mandates not playing well together, and one has to either surrender to the other, cooperate with the other, or step away and let the other set the mandates?
Well, there you have the ESSA law that was passed. It decouples the testing. Well, it slows down the standardized testing, the amount that's being used. And it also decouples the testing from the teacher evaluation. So the problem in New Jersey is they have the NJ Teach law that they passed about 5 years ago, which puts those things together. So you're exactly right, they're in conflict. And it took the federal government, 15 years to turn around that No Child Left Behind law. That was bipartisan. So hopefully in New Jersey, they can pick up that mantle and get it aligned with the federal law.
And find out more about this issue, along with other issues regarding education and information for our parents of school children, as well as taxpayers, because you're footing the bill for the school districts and their funding as well. Information is empowerment and always useful, too, for the school board meetings and the like. NJEA.org, that's the website for the New Jersey Education Association. We've been joined this morning by the president, Wendell Steinhauer. Wendell, thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you so much, Chris. Appreciate the time.